They put up idols in the Beis HaMikdash. They put in houses of prostitution in the Beis HaMikdash. They brought pigs on the Mizbeah to Avodah Zarah. They contaminated it spiritually. And you know how long they held on to it? They held on to the Beis HaMikdash for 3 years. It wasn't like, you know, a weekend or something. For 3 years, the Jews did not bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. For 3 years, the Beis HaMikdash was contaminated with Avodah Zarah, with chazeren, with prostitution, with tumah. And during those 3 years, the Jews are fighting all over Eretz Yisrael, at least a small number of Jews, against the Yavanim, trying to reclaim land and serve Hashem. And 3 years to the day, amazingly, right? The 25th of Kislev, 3 years later, Yehuda HaMakabi and the Jews finally gain access to the Beis HaMikdash. And they're able to purify it. So it's very interesting that the 25th of Kislev was the very day that the Yavanim entered the Beis HaMikdash, and the very day that we were able to regain the Beis HaMikdash. And then, of course, we have the miracle of the oil, which I'll talk about. But I want you to know a very simple thing. Maybe it sounds a little unusual. The miracle of Hanukkah, or the holiday of Hanukkah, was not established because of the miracle of the oil. That was a miracle, and we commemorate that the writing says. But why was Hanukkah made a Yom Tov? It celebrates the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash after it had been in foreign hands for 3 years. And the word Hanukkah, we have a drush that Hanukkah means Chanukah Hafei. They rest on the 25th, but Pshuto Shel Halashon is dedication. Hanukkah is the celebration of rededicating the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a subtle point. We light candles to thank, you know, to acknowledge that Hashem did this great miracle of the candles for us. But that's not why this. In other words, these are two different questions. Why do we have a holiday of Hanukkah? And why do we light candles on Hanukkah? This is subtle. A lot of people don't get this. Are two separate questions. Why do we have a holiday of Hanukkah? Is to commemorate the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Huh? That's why we have a holiday of Hanukkah. Why do we light candles on Hanukkah? That's about that particular
miracle. There's like
miracle.
A classic question, why are there 8 days of Hanukkah?
That's right.
The next one's only 7 days, so the question doesn't make any sense.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Baruch Hashem. That's exactly right. There are famous Beis Yosef's question. Why is Hanukkah an 8 day holiday? It's the miracle of the oil. Some good answers. One of the answers is that the Chanukah Sabayis was 8 days. And Chanukah is Chanukah Sabayis. Okay, it's a beautiful answer. The Maral says it, by the way, the Chavis. The Maral basically says, you don't make a Yom Tov just because Hashem did a miracle. In other words, like this. Hashem did a lot of miracles. I mean, you don't make a Yom Tov just because Hashem did a miracle of the oil. Yom and Tovim are made because of miracles of things that Hashem gave us, like our survival, our safety, our land. Right? So you can make a Yom Tov because we have a Beis HaMikdash. But stop, Hashem does a miracle. You know, you don't make a Yom Tov because of it. So he says, Hanukkah was not because of the miracle of the oil. Okay? So that's an important nekuda that a lot of people don't get. And that is why the Al-Hanisim there does not mention the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, because the Al-Hanisim is explaining why Chazal made the holiday of Hanukkah.
It doesn't mention the rededication either, it just talks about the...
So it does talk about the military victory and the dedication of the temple.
But when we rebuilt the
Bayashay,
we make Chazal then.
That's actually a good question. They did make a comment. In the book of Ezra, they did make a comment. That's correct. That is a good question. That is. In fact, for that matter, we don't have a chag for the Chanukah Sabayis Rishon.
Right, absolutely.
And we don't have a chag for the Chanukah Sabayis Sheni B'nei Ezra. The only Chanukah we celebrate is the Chanukah Dinei Yevamim. And why is that so? In a way, that wasn't even an original dedication because it was just the same second. But I think you have to say it this way. You have to say that in a way, the simcha of redeeming the Beis Hamikdash from a state of tumah is even a greater simcha than building it from nothing. In other words, in a way, it's better to have zero than to have a Beis Hamikdash that's desecrated in tumah. So
right.
What I'm saying is, so the simcha of
right.
rededicating the
Beis Hamikdash. Shouldn't we celebrate that when the Beis Hamikdash was actually not a mess and violated? Shouldn't we celebrate when we filled it up? I mean, it was full of tumah.
Well, no, you're right, but once again, the concept is that the greatest joy was we now had the ability to remove the tumor, even though we didn't do it. It took a while. Yeah, but that's not referring to the miracle. That's referring to the fact that part of dedicating the Beis Hamikdash is lighting the menorah every day. In other words, the Alan Eason does not make a reference to we found this oil. In other words, the Alan Eason is referring to the normal, everyday lighting that is part of...
No, I wanted to talk about tomorrow.
One might say there's an indirect reference. But what I'm saying, but the Alan Eason certainly does not talk about miracles in the Negros. In other words, it does not emphasize there was a miracle in the Negros. It says they lived Negros. So you're right. Maybe the fact that it singles it out is a remnant, but certainly it's not saying that's the reason for the Yom Tov in and of itself. Now, yeah.
What do we do to commemorate,
like, the commemorate the Beis Hamikdash? Because
all the other things aren't for the actual, like, buying oil about what
do we do? Well, we commemorate the Beis Hamikdash because...
I'm saying, what do we do?
Oh, what do we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, it's the Alan Eason prayer and the Hallel. I mean, that's what we do. And also, I would say that lighting the menorah does have a double symbolism. It commemorates the miracle of the oil, but it's also a ceremony of how the Beis Hamikdash was dedicated. Remember, the menorah was lit every day, right? So it wasn't just Hanukkah. Menorah is one of the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Okay? Now, I want to mention one other point that's very crucial to people, that people don't understand historically. When we regained the Beis Hamikdash, that was not the end of the war with Antiochus. Imagine, we are torn with a war throughout Eretz Israel. People are being killed. We got the Beis Hamikdash. That, of course, is so important. But we fought Antiochus for more than 20 years.